Intro. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll learn how to create Wilkinson sound system style effects with razor sharp transients and warm, dusty mids. We'll build a multi-layered effect stack, resample the live performance to audio, and then sculpt the resample so the attack reads bright and immediate, while the mid-band gets that saturated, vintage grit that sits perfectly in drum and bass mixes. Lesson overview first. A quick overview of the workflow. You'll design four core layers, a sub-punch, a mid-harmonic layer, a tight transient click, and a noise or sizzle layer. Route those into an FX group, use drum bus and parallel compression to sharpen the attack, add controlled saturation and redux to create dust, then resample the stack to a single one-shot. Finally, we'll process that resample with only Ableton Live 12 stock devices to preserve the transient, while emphasizing mid-range character. What you will build by the end, you'll have a routed effects stack that performs a classic sound system sweep and punch, a one-shot resample that keeps a crisp transient and a saturated, dusty mid-range, a post-resample chain using Wavedable or simpler, auto-filter, drum bus, saturator, redux, echo, EQ8, compressor slash glue, and multiband dynamics to finish the sound. Preparation slash project settings. Start by setting your project to 48kHz if you prefer, and keep a 24-bit or 32-bit float buffer to preserve headroom while recording. Create a new live set and add the tracks we'll use. Create the build-in blocks: one subbody, MIDI track, load Wavedable and pick a basic sine or single cycle sine oscillator. Add a low-pass 24dB filter, cut off around 120hz, with a small decay oleap envelope. Use a fast attack and short decay to keep this layer tight. It's your low punch. 2 mid harmonic layer, MIDI track. Use Wavedable or analog. Choose a bright saw or detune square and follow it with a band pass auto filter. Set the initial cutoff between roughly 900 and 1500hz with medium resonance. Add LFO or automate the filter cutoff over 1 to 3 bars to create sweep motion. 3 transient click, MIDI or drum rack. Load a short high-frequency click into simpler or drum rack. Keep the sample very short, 3 to 20 milliseconds, with strong content around 6 to 10kHz. Route this click so it can be processed independently for extra crispness later. For noise slash sizzle, audio or MIDI, load white or filtered noise into simpler. High-pass around 2kHz to avoid adding mud. This layer will provide sizzle and dust when saturated. Group and basic effects. Routing group these tracks into an effects stack or route them to a dedicated return. On the group, place an auto filter for broad sweep control, map cutoff to a macro, a subtle echo or ping-pong delay for movement, and a mild saturator with 1 to 4dB drive to start adding mid-saturation. Sharpen the transient on the click track, insert drum bus, before sending to the group and increase the transient control around +20 to +40% to accentuate attack. Create a parallel compressed duplicate of the click. Heavy compression. Ratio around 8:1, fast attack 1 to 3ms, fast release 0.1 to 0.3s. Keep this duplicate low under the original to add weight without blurring the transient. Create dusty mids on the mid harmonic layer and the noise track. Add saturator with 2 to 6dB drive and choose a warm tonal curve. Use redux subtly. Try 12 to 16 bits and downsample to around 22 to 32kHz. And keep it low in the mix or on a parallel send. Follow redux with EQ8 and boost a narrow mid band from roughly 600 to 1800hz by 2 to 5dB with EQ around 1.2 to add character. Recording the performance. Resampling. Create a new audio track named Resample FX. Set its input to resampling. Arm it and make sure your macros and automations are active. Start the session, perform your filter sweeps, pitch moves and drive changes, then hit record on the resample track. Capture multiple takes if you like. Stop and trim the clips when you're done. Edit and create variations. Trim and pick the best hit. Duplicate the clip to make variations. Reverse one. Pitch shift another by -7 to -12 semitones with warp off for different textures. Keep warp off if you want true one-shot pitch behavior. Post resample processing. Main chain on the chosen resampled clip. Build this chain. EQ8 surgical. High pass at 30 to 40hz and a gentle dip of 1 to 2dB around 250 to 400hz if it sounds boxy. Drum bus. Transient +25 to +40% and moderate drive to give bite. Saturator. 1 to 3dB drive with an analog clip curve to keep the transient hard and controlled. Multiband dynamics. Compress the low band likely for glue and the mid band more to control dusty mids. For example, set the mid-band threshold to around -20 dB with a 2:1 ratio. EQ8 in mid/side, on the mid-channel boost 2 to 3 dB around 700 to 1200 Hz, on the sides, at a high shelf boost of 3 to 4 dB above 6 kHz for air. Parallel transient sharpening trick: duplicate the resample and name it resample attack. On the duplicate, use a heavy compressor. Very fast attack 0.1 to 1 ms. Ratio 6:10:1. Short release 0.05 to 0.2 s. Add a high pass at 700 to 1000 Hz so only the click remains. Lower the duplicate and blend it under the main resample to reinforce the initial attack without changing the body. Add controlled dust and grit. Create a dust bus send with redux lower sample rate, a gentle saturator or overdrive, and a very short reverb to glue. Send the resample to this bus and automate the send level. More dust on the hit, lessen the tail. Alternatively, use echo with a short feedback and a low pass on the feedback path to create a smeared, dusty tail. Final glue and loudness on the resampled bus. Use glue compressor with a slow attack around 30 ms so transients pass through. Ratio 2:1, and add makeup gain to taste. If you need peak control, add a limiter last but leave headroom for the mix. Contextual checking and adjustments: solo the resample against your drum and bass loop. If the transient feels dull, reduce compression attack or increase drum bus transient. If the mids feel thin, add a focused mid boost or a second saturator stage. Always a slash B with a lev stack, so you know resampling hasn't robbed spark. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overuse redux or aggressive downsampling. Too much will smear transients into mush. Use it in parallel. Avoid compressing before you shape the transient. Heavy compression will squash the attack. Don't boost mids without adding harmonic content first. EQ alone can make the sound nasal. High pass your attack reinforcement above 700 Hz, otherwise you'll bloat the low end. Make sure all macros and automations are enabled while recording. A disabled automation will give you a static resample. Pro tips: automate a short pitch drop of 1 to 4 semitones over 80 to 120 ms on the mid layer to enhance perceived punch. Use tiny clip gain dips of 3 to 10 ms before the transient to increase perceived attack. Keep the dusty mid energy in the mid channel with mid/side processing so it stays focused in the center. For authentic analog dust, layer a very low level vinyl or noise loop through redux and saturator. If CPU is an issue and you don't need live macro captures, freeze and flatten the group to render internal effects. Mini practice exercise: make a 1-bar FX hit, 1 build 3 layers, a sub sign in WaveEatable, a bandpass saw in WaveEatable plus auto filter and a short click in Simpler. 2 put drum bus on the click with transient plus 30%. 3 automate the auto filter cutoff sweeping down over 1 bar. 4 record the performance to a resample track. 5 duplicate the resample. High pass the duplicate at 900 Hz, compress it heavily, and blend it under the original to reinforce attack. 6 add subtle redux and saturator on the main resample and bounce. The goal: a single hit with a fast, readable transient and a dusty mid band between 600 and 1200 Hz that doesn't mask your kick or sub. Recap: you've built a layered FX stack. Use drum bus and parallel routing to preserve and enhance transients. Introduce tasteful dust with saturation and redux. Resampled the performance to audio and process the resample with EQ8. Multiband dynamics, saturator and parallel attack reinforcement. Test the result in context and iterate until it sits cleanly in your drum and bass mix. Extra coach notes: quick wins and strategies. Treat the process as two goals: preserve or exaggerate the initial attack, and create a textured, mid-forward body that reads as dusty without stealing sub-energy. If you want finer control, record each layer individually, so you can process them separately after resampling. Macro mapping suggestions: map main filter cutoff, mid-layer pitch bend, click gain, dust bus send, and a global drive control. Keep ranges musical and predictable. For transient design, try a micro pitch drop on the mid-layer, and use clip gain micro edits before the transient to enhance punch. Try both ORs of EQ and saturator. Saturate then EQ sculpts harmonics. EQ then saturate drives a specific band into distortion. Check mono compatibility and keep sub information centered. Align transients across layers to maximize punch. Use multiple takes and comp the best transient from one take with the best body from another when needed. Saving, export, and final checklist: save different versions when experimenting with heavy redux or transient settings. If you want true one-shot pitch behavior, keep warp off and export a 24-bit and your project sample rate. Trim the clip so the transient is at the start, and add a very short fade only if you need to avoid clicks. Listen in mono, on headphones and in context with kick and sub. Leave headroom for mixing and mastering. Closing, use this resampling workflow as a template. Make several takes with varying transient and redux settings. Comp the best parts, and save your strongest one-shots as drum rack instruments or instrument racks. With careful transient work and tasteful parallelized grit, you'll get that Wilkinson sound system vibe that reads huge in a drum and bass arrangement. End of lesson. Now go make some hits.